The next investigator I chatted with was Dr. John Leonard, and to begin, he reviewed the background of a treatment strategy that he's pursuing in diffuse large cell lymphoma.
The idea behind combining bortezomib with R-CHOP came from a number of different sources. As many people know, bortezomib has single-agent activity in a variety of indolent lymphomas. It's recently approved in mantle cell lymphoma, and so certainly it is one of the more interesting agents in lymphoma clinical development right now. And because it's active in mantle cell lymphoma, it made sense to think about combining it with a standard regimen, and R-CHOP is one of several standard regimens there. In diffuse large cell lymphoma, there's been a lot of data suggesting that the molecular profiling information that came out could separate lymphomas into good and poor prognostic groups. And the less favorable prognostic group has been associated with high levels of NF-kappa B expression. So the reason to look in large cell lymphoma in part was the idea that bortezomib could overcome the high levels of NF-kappa B and potentially chemosensitize those less favorable lymphomas. So altogether, that was the rationale to pursue it. And so we have conducted a phase 1-2 trial as initial therapy with bortezomib and R-CHOP. We previously reported the phase 1 component and are now reporting the phase 2 component in the diffuse large cell group, which is 40 patients with diffuse large cell lymphoma, receiving bortezomib day 1 and 3 of each cycle of R-CHOP 21.
What was the eligibility specifically?
So the eligibility was basically untreated large cell lymphoma and mantle cell lymphoma. This group at this report is large cell.
But no adverse characteristics?
We enroll patients with all prognostic groups. It turns out that about half the patients had low and low intermediate risk IPI. About half the patients had high and high intermediate IPI. So it was a fairly balanced group with regard to that prognostic.
So what did you say?
So we saw, first of all, safety. That safety was acceptable. We had only about 5% grade 3 and 4 toxicity from the neurologic standpoint. So the main toxicity concerns were, would we see excessive neurotoxicity, neuropathy with the Velcade and vincristine, and would we see excessive hematologic toxicity? And basically, hematologic toxicity was manageable. And we did see a little bit of neurotoxicity, neuropathy, almost all grade 1. And so it's manageable on the 1.3 milligrams per meter squared day 1, day 4 of each cycle. Efficacy-wise, the group of patients are doing well. I think the challenge in a study like this is obviously that we don't have a control group of R-CHOP alone. We saw that the IPI, the International Prognostic Index, correlated with outcome, as in just about every other study in large cell lymphoma. We saw that the activated B-cell subtype versus germinal center B-cell subtype, those molecular profile groups, as we looked by immunohistochemistry, they did the same in this study. So there were no prognostic differences there. Now, how much of that is the rituximab, how much of that is the bortezomib is hard to say. But I think this is a very interesting combination. It was well tolerated, and it's something that we're looking at more in mantle cell lymphoma at this point also.
In terms of the efficacy that you saw, any way to indirectly compare it to try to make a guess about whether it was any better?
Yeah, we've tried to do that, and it's very difficult to do that. The studies, as you know, the R-CHOP studies have really been largely very significant powered size studies. I mean, if you try to compare to the GILA trial that looked at patients over the age of 60, you try to look at some of the German studies that looked at the very favorable groups, there's really not a similar kind of small trial across all prognostic groups that one could really look at this and with any certainty. I mean, I think we're encouraged, and I think I'm optimistic about it, but I think it's too soon to say for sure without a comparison group.
And where is that heading?
There are discussions about that. I think one of the challenges that we face in large cell lymphoma, and in lymphomas in general, as our treatments are getting better in part because of the addition of rituximab, is you really, to identify, it's not like we're dealing with pancreatic cancer here where you can see a drug relatively quickly and straightforwardly improve outcomes. You have to do hundreds of patients in a long time, almost like an adjuvant trial to some degree in breast cancer or something like that. And so I think the commitments that have to be made to do those sorts of trials are obviously substantial. But I would be supportive of that. We'll see where the field goes and the opportunities to do such a randomized trial.
What are some of the competing research questions that are being discussed right now, and when do you think we'll start seeing decisions made?
Well, in large cell lymphoma primarily.